This story comes out of New York, and it involves something that happened in a parking garage. And I'm going to lean on producer Moike in a second, because I believe he's not from New York, but he lived in New York, at least bigger cities than I have. So I want to know the parking protocol. But what had happened is this guy pulls in with his wife, and he just gets really excited. As a matter of fact, here, I actually have the audio. And if I have to stop this, because I had to beep a lot of stuff out, just I'll kind of piece it together. I want to know whose side you guys are on after you hear all this.
Okay.
Oh. Money spot.
So he said, like, oh, you know, whatever, a money spot, like a great parking spot, something he's really excited about.
All right,
baby. You're about to get honked. Yo, you cannot do that.
So this lady runs across from him, saying, I'm going to honk at her, and she ends up, well, I think you can figure it out.
Are you kidding? No way.
You're not even in a car, woman. Are you serious?
No. Get out of here. Are you kidding? You're not in a car.
Where? I don't see no car.
You're just running to a spot right now.
Are you serious? Are you? You're here first. Are you kidding me? F***ing serious right now, woman? F***ing honk this.
Get out of here.
You f***ing serious, dude? How are you gonna stand in a spot right now? Jesus.
You can't.
Dude, I really don't give a f*** if you're standing here. You have no car here. This is a car parking spot, not a woman parking spot, idiot.
All right, so if you couldn't figure out from that really intelligent adult conversation exchange there, he pulls in. He's like, hell yeah, this is a parking spot like three things in. This woman out of nowhere, like creepy, like the Ring, this girl just runs in and stands in the spot. She's like, no, my father's coming.
She just is weird.
You can't do that. Am I wrong?
No, you can't stand it. No, you cannot stand in a spot to save it for somebody else. It's not like saving a seat in the cafeteria.
Producer MYK, you're from all over the place, man, but I know you're from New York, and this
Listen,
happened in a New York
a parking
garage.
Spot in New York is hard to come by. She needs to get the hell out of the way.
Would you have actually ran her over? Because he waited there. And eventually, by the way, too, the video cut out. What had happened was the father came, and I guess the father tried to intimidate that guy, and the guy backed down.
Really?
Which I'm surprised, because this guy's talking a big thing. You think he'd stay there. So he ended up driving away, but I guess some other woman saw the incident and said, here, have my spot, I'm leaving.
I would have said, I'm calling the police.
I would have.
Wait,
just,
so who drove away? The father or the guy?
No. The guy that should have had the spot because the girl was standing there holding it for her father, who was, I guess, on his way. I'm sorry, but unless it's a handicapped spot and the guy was trying to take it illegally, you got to get out of the way. He should have not, like, put the gas on, but took his foot off the brake. And slowly, like, it would have moved her, right?
Yeah.
It would have moved her a bit. I don't think that's motor vehicle assault or anything. Whose side are you on? Joe and Alex Show, you can tweet us and let us know. That almost could have been a dummy of the day today, because that's just so rude.